This is the scoreboard, and it's manually operated like the one at Fenway, just to keep Hugh Burrell on his toes. Here he is on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome to the scoreboard with Hugh Burrell on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. It is hump day. It's also Global Cat Day.
Who cares?
I don't. But apparently that is indeed a thing. Well, guess what? It's also National Liqueur Day.
Want to get drunk tonight?
We are going to get really drunk.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But hey, why not combine the two? Split a bottle of peach schnapps with Mr. Mittens. He'd appreciate that. Another jam-packed show on the way. The Leafs get wild in the second period. Morgan lends a helping hand. Washington Nationals off to the Fall Classic, and they made it look easy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, in fact. Astros' Gerrit Cole still hasn't lost since May. Canada with a gigantic win on the pitch. Big trade in the NFL to tell you about. Gronk says he's not coming back. LeBron is in full damage control mode. And the Blues visit the White House. And as you would expect, comedy ensues. All right, let's go. Leafs hosting the Minnesota Wild last night. It's become a habit that Leaf fans could certainly do without, watching their team fall behind early. And for the sixth time in seven games this season, it happened again.
Wild completed change. Cullen fires the score! And the Wild have the game's first goal 5.5 minutes in Toronto.
Yeah, Luke Cunning's second of the season. It was 1-0 Wild after one. But the second period, a much, much different story.
The puck hitting him in the skates, and the Wild were all calling for too many men on the ice. A shot scores off the wing! John Tavares, of all of the chances that he's had, almost a throwaway shot from the far half boards, ends up finding the back of the net. It's the second goal of the season for the Leaf captain.
And just over 5 minutes later,
near side Matthews, back to Riley, shoots, and that's knocked into the corner by the blocking glove of Dubnyk. Leafs again with it. Into Marner, coming out in front with a shot. Scores! Mitch Marner got the shot on the net, and it just trickled in over the line.
That was Marner's third goal of the season, but the Leafs weren't stopping there. You see, Marner's goal was still being announced when the Leafs strike again.
Give Jake Muzzin shot. Deflects high, bounces in front of the net. They score! Johnson on the doorstep, but might have been Tavares who wraps it home. And JT has got his second of the game.
No, sorry, Joe. They actually gave this one to Andreas Johnson, his second goal of the season. Three goals in 6.5 minutes. All right, that's enough. Oh, what's that, Leaf fans? You want one more? All right.
Played it back to the point. Shot deflects off a broken stick as Jonas Brodin had it knocked away, and the Leafs are out at center ice with it now. Here's Matthews in over the line, dropping for Marner! Scores! Matthews! What a great pass from Mitch Marner! And Austin Matthews makes it 4-1.
AM 34, seventh goal of the season. The Leafs explode for four goals in the second period. Morgan Riley assisted on each and every one of them, tying a club record for the most helpers in one period set by Rick Vive back in 1984. The Wild would add one late in the third. 4-2 Leafs the final for just their second victory on home ice this season. Freddie Anderson stopping 27 shots for the W. But because he's a professional sports coach, Mike Babcock had to find, I don't know, something to complain about.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes of that second period was, you know, real good. They played last night, so, you know what I mean? But in saying all that, or yesterday, it was a good 15 minutes for us. We played right. It was good.
Riley says the win is nice, but he does admit the team has to be better off the opening faceoff.
I mean, we talked about our starts improving. I think we did that even though they got one, you know, relatively early. But, you know, I thought we came out good. I thought we were skating. And I think that there's been periods of time where we've played good hockey over the course of the past couple of weeks. And I think tonight wasn't, you know, another example of that. And it's good. It's, you know, something to build off going into tomorrow night.
Now, Leafs right back at it tonight as they take on the Capitals in Washington, 7 o'clock on Sportsnet 1. In Montreal, the Habs were hosting the Lightning. The Canadiens actually entered this game ahead of the Bolts in the standings. Oh, that's adorable.
That was a tough break because it hit off Stamkos and dropped down perfectly for Dano for the chance shorthanded. Now, Hedman right point. Left to go Stamkos. Score! Stamkos! The Canadiens got caught on one side of the ice pursuing the puck, and the Lightning worked it back to Hedman who went across to the other side where Stamkos was wide open and he drilled it in, and the Lightning have a 2-1 lead.
Stamkos also added an assist in this one. Nikita Kucherov, two helpers, 3-1, Tampa Bay, the final. In Winnipeg, the Jets were hosting the Coyotes, who hadn't won in the Peg since the team moved there from Atlanta in 2011. That's 10 straight losses, my friend. Well, all bad things must come to an end.
To the line, Osterley, 8 to go in the power play. For Schmaltz, who's got room. Rishotti scores! Nick Schmaltz! Red hot Nick! Third goal in as many games. It's a 3-1 Coyotes lead, and that is a power play goal.
Schmaltz. Just like saying that name. Schmaltz. Anyway, he now has a goal in three straight games, also added a couple of assists in the 4-2 Arizona win. Mark Scheifele, a goal and an assist in a losing cause. In Calgary, the Flames didn't waste any time getting the jump on the Flyers.
Sean Couturier drops it back to Justin Braun, who gives it away. Frolik shoots and scores! Pick up that puck in his 800th National Hockey League game. Michael Frolik fires the puck by Brian Elliott, and he gives the Flames a 1-0 lead.
That goal, just a buck 35 into the game, Calgary would go on to win it 3-1, the final score. Before the game, the Flyers signed Chris Stewart, brother of Hockey Central's Anthony Stewart, to a one-year deal worth 750,000 smackarooskies. Out in Van City, the Canucks power play was humming along like some sort of bird that hums.
Down low to Miller. It is. Brock Besser to Alex Edler, one-timer, scores!
JT Miller, two of the Canucks' three power play goals on the evening. Vancouver beats the Red Wings 5-1, the final. Carolina Hurricanes were in Los Angeles looking to extend their lead atop the Metro Division. Yeah, that's right. They lead the Metro Division.
Moves it in on a cycle for Eric Halla. DeZingle in back of the goal. Ryan DeZingle holding on to it. Centering pass. They score! That's hockey, baby! What a feed from Ryan DeZingle to Martin Natchez for the strike, and the Hurricanes break the ice.
Natchez also breaking a scoreless tie early in the second. Canes moved to 6-1 with a 2-0 shutout. Peter Mrazek stopping 31 for his 19th career shutout. Kings defenseman Drew Doughty leaving this game late in the third after getting hit from behind into the boards by Jordan Staal. He did leave, though, under his own power. And we finish up our ice adventure with a battle of the two funnest, drunkiest cities in North America. Nashville in Las Vegas.
Roman Josi back after serving his major, and the puck comes back down in the zone. Picked up now left side Arvidsson. Arvidsson makes a move there, and the shot and the score by Calle Yarncroke to give the Predators back the lead at 5:08.
5-2, Predators the final. Once again, Leafs and Caps tonight, 7 o'clock on Sportsnet 1. Okay, let's move over to the Diamond. The Washington Nationals were up 3-0 on the St. Louis Cardinals in the NLCS. Only once, has a team battled back from that deficit to win a playoff series. Could the Cardinals do it? No, they could not. It's already 1-0 Nats in the bottom of the first.
Now the set by the right-hander, the kick and the pitch. Swing and a line drive to the left field line. It is a fair ball into the left field corner. Extra bases for Soto. Eaton scores, standing without a play. As the throw goes in toward third. The magic wand. Juan Soto with the RBI double. And still only one out of the bottom of the the Cardinals nothing.
The magic wand. I like that. 3-0 later in the inning.
And here's Yan Gomes. Here's a swing and a ground ball. Base hit left field. Kendrick in. Zimmerman around third. Ozuna's throw is cut off. Two runs in. And the Nationals are blowing it open immediately. 5-0 Washington in the bottom of the first.
And that was it for the Cards starter Dakota Hudson, who was chased after throwing just 15 pitches. Adam Wainwright on to clean things up.
Second and third, two away. And the pitch. And here's a swing and a liner. Left field, Ozuna will play it on a bounce. Two more coming in. Turner, a two-run single, and it's 7-0 here in the first.
Yeah, 7-0 after one inning. Seven runs on 21 pitches. And there was no way St. Louis was coming back on Nat starter Patrick Corbin, who struck out 12 over just five. 7-4 in the ninth. Daniel Hudson in to close it out.
Here's the kick now. The pitch, fastball, is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under it waiting. And he makes the catch! He makes the catch! Bang! Zoom down the fireworks! A National League championship winning Curly W is in the box!
Washington sends a team to the World Series for the first time since 1933 when they were the Senators. Time to party. Let's go inside the Nats clubhouse, which reeked of sweat and champagne. Beautiful. It's actually my favorite song. Whatever it is. Howie Kendrick was named NLCS MVP. Got some stats for you? Of course, you like the stats, don't you, kids? The Nationals are the ninth team in history to record a four-game league championship series sweep. But only the 95 Braves went on to win the actual World Series. Keep in mind now, Washington Nationals on May 23rd were 19-31. So with the Nats going to the World Series, the Mariners are the only team in baseball without a World Series appearance. And you got to figure that somewhere out there, Bryce Harper is celebrating his 27th birthday today, wondering what could have been if he didn't take the big bag of cash and bolt for Philadelphia.
Happy birthday.
It's cruel, but it is fair. Now, before all those shenanigans were happening, the Astros and Yankees were playing Game 3 of the American League Championship Series. On paper, this was a big, fat, juicy pitching matchup. Gerrit Cole for the Astros, Luis Severino for the Yankees. But Houston hitters seem to have Severino figured out early in this one. Jose Altuve hit a solo home run in the first and then in the second.
1-2, it's a breaking ball, and that's drilled deep down the right field line, and you can kiss it goodbye. Into the second deck, Reddick with a homer, and the Astros go up 2-0.
Yeah, that's bad news for the Yankees, because the way that Gerrit Cole has been pitching, he doesn't need a lot of run support.
Trying to get on for the first time in the ballgame. Late swing and a miss. 2-2. Got it looking. Let's judge on that last one. How about another strikeout and number 7 on the night?
Yes, 7 strikeouts over 7 innings for Cole. Astros win it 4-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 tonight on Sportsnet beginning at 7:30 with a pregame show.
Welcome back to the Scoreboard with Hugh Burrell on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
You know, it's been a while since our men's soccer team last beat the United States. How long ago? Well, this was one of the top songs the last time that happened.
Oh, Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes. Oh, Sheila. No, I want to be the only one.
Hashtag banger. That was Oh Sheila by Ready for the World off the album Ready for the World. Whatever happened to those guys? Anyway, that was 34 years ago. David and Goliath meeting on the pitch in Nations Cup play at BMO Field. And David strikes first, or more specifically, Davies, as in Alfonso Davies. And incredibly, he did it in Spanish.
La selección de Canadá, Davies! Sataka Stephen, pero me parece que es gol, no es gol!
Seconds, in case you're wondering. That goal coming in the 63rd minute for the young man who plays for Bayern Munich. Number 75 ranked Canada up 1-0 on the number 21 ranked Americans. Canada would get another from Lucas Cavallini for the 2-0 victory. Alfonso, how excited were you when you scored?
A million emotions going through me. I don't know how to act, especially when the whole team is running towards you, people stepping on your ankles. Your adrenaline is pumping, so you don't really feel it until afterwards, and then you're like, oh.
The win moves Canada into sixth in the CONCACAF standings. If they can stay there, Canada moves into the hex, which is the most direct route to qualify for the World Cup rematch next month in Orlando. LeBron James angered many with his comments a couple of days back about how Rockets GM Daryl Morey wasn't educated about the situation in Hong Kong and suggested that maybe Morey shouldn't have tweeted out support for protesters there. A tweet which angered China and now jeopardizes billions in revenue. LeBron got absolutely raked on Twitter yesterday. People were burning LeBron jerseys in Hong Kong. Yesterday, he was trying to put out the fires.
We are leaders, and we can't step up at times. But there's times where, I'm not saying in this particular instance, but, you know, if you don't feel like you should speak upon things, you shouldn't have to. Plan on being here, being the captain of this team, and trying to figure out a way how we can win a championship. That's my main goal right now. I feel like I talked about it yesterday. I tweeted out a couple of responses to people not understanding, you know, my knowledge or what it came from my brain and for me learning from the situation. I'm talking about it now, and I won't talk about it again because I'll be cheating my teammates if I continue to harp on something that won't benefit us.
Yeah, probably best not to say much from now on. Meantime, the Raptors officially announced that one-year, $31 million extension for Kyle Lowry yesterday. 33-year-old point guard practiced with his team for the first time and made it clear that the chip on the shoulder is still there.
You think anybody in our team not motivated? Then you're wrong. We all got something to prove every single night we step out there. And that's the one thing about our team, and I can tell you that's been consistent since I've been here, is everyone always got something to prove.
You guys reached the promise
level, right? Why not try to want to get back, right? You don't want to just say, oh, I got there once. You want to kind of continue to try to get back there every single year like you push to do.
You know he's not wrong. Raptors raise their championship banner next Tuesday when the Pelicans pay a visit. A trade in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars sending disgruntled cornerback Jalen Ramsey to the LA Rams for two first-round picks, one in 2020, the other in 21. Ramsey has two Pro Bowls and an All-Pro selection in his first three full seasons in the league, but was unhappy in Jacksonville, especially after a sideline argument with coach Doug Marrone in week number two. If you're one of those people that think we haven't seen the last of Rob Gronkowski in a football uniform, well, think again. Speaking on a radio show, Gronk was asked point blank if he'd even consider coming back.
When I retired, I retired for a reason, because I needed to step away. So it would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Yes, it would be a no. There it is.
It's a no.
Yeah, but I never say no because I've said no, and everyone's like, yeah, he's kidding.
Right.
They're like, yeah, he's coming back.
But it's legit. It's legit. It's a no.
Yeah, it's a no.
It's a no. You're not coming back.
Yeah, that's in my mind. That's how it is. It's a no.
It's a no.
Yeah, but obviously, and everyone's like, I kept it. I say I keep it open because even if when I do say no, it's like people are like, yeah, right, he's kidding. Or so they always spin it. So, but in my mind, it's a no.
I still think he's coming back. On the station today, lead off with Ashley Ziggy and Scotty Mack as Leafs Nation co-host Nick Alberga, former Astro Jeff Blum also on the show. Good show as former NHLer Scotty Hartnell, and Writer's Block features ESPN's Jeff Passan.
time for the Extra Point.
And it's a tradition that has, well, quite frankly, lost some of its luster over the past few years, the championship team visit to the White House. Well, the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues made their pilgrimage to the house that Trump rents yesterday. And as expected, it got strange and uncomfortable.
You think he's taking a few hits? You think I could take him in a fight? I don't know.
He's talking about Alex Steen there and his lack of teeth. Even agents couldn't escape Trump's presidential humor.
The stock market is way up today because of probably the trade deal that we made with China. We made a fantastic deal. You guys would have been very proud of it. Your agents would have been very proud. Those agents, right? They sit in bed, they weigh 350 pounds, and they complain. You're not playing very well today. Come on.
All right, I'm just going to leave it at that. Hey, thanks for listening to The Scoreboard with Hugh Burrell. Lead off with Ashley, Ziggy, and Scotty Mack is up next. Happy Hump Day!